Multiple restaurants across the region received tickets for health and food safety infractions after routine inspections by Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit officials in recent weeks. In Innisfil, health inspectors determined a Mr. Sub restaurant on Innisfil Beach Road in Alcona was failing to protect against the entry, harboring and breeding of pests, which the report noted was corrected during the September 11 routine inspection. It was also determined the restaurant failed to use or provide test reagent to determine concentration of sanitizer. Education was provided, the report was reviewed and action was required. Sanofir Mediterranean Restaurant in Orillia has been issued 4 separate violations, including one for failure to keep a poisonous substance in a container bearing an identifying label, failure to remove garbage when necessary to maintain a sanitary condition, failure to protect food from contamination or adulteration, and failure to maintain with food handling room in sanitary condition. The report was reviewed and it was noted that action is required. According to the online inspection report, the case is still pending. Also in Orillia, Duckworth's Fish and Chips was ticketed after receiving a complaint on August 28. A routine inspection August 29 found the Orillia restaurant to be in non-compliance and failing to provide adequate refrigeration space for food storage, failing to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary manner, and failing to process food in a manner that is safe to eat. According to the inspection report, an acceptable temporary measure was put in place and education was provided. The report was reviewed and training was recommended. A follow-up inspection SEPT. 6 determined actions taken to rectify the issues were satisfactory and found no further violations. In Midland, Canadian Maple Pub was ordered to close after a routine inspection on September 10 determined it was failing to maintain the premise free from conditions that may be a health hazard, adversely affect the sanitary operation of the premise, or adversely affect the wholesomeness of the food. The report also noted the Ogden's Beach Road Eatery was not maintaining the facility with clean floors and or in good repair. Not maintaining the facility with clean walls and or in good repair, failing to provide hot and cold running water under pressure, failing to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary manner, and that the handwashing station was being used other than for handwashing of employees. It was also determined a failure to protect against entry, harboring and breeding of pests, a failure to retain pest control records for 1 year, failure to clean and sanitize food contact surfaces or equipment after each use and as often as necessary, failure to ensure cloths and towels used for food service, cleaning, drying or polishing utensils or cleaning food contact surfaces are clean and good repair, failure to protect food from contamination and or adulteration, improper thawing, failure to maintain potentially hazardous foods at internal temperature of 4 degrees Celsius or lower, which was corrected during the inspection, and failure to ensure presence of food handler or supervisor during all hours of operation. A health hazard order was served and the restaurant was closed. A follow-up inspection on SEPT. 17 found that not all of the issues had been addressed, however education was provided by the inspector and training was recommended. The order was later rescinded. A Subway restaurant located at 627 River Road W, Unit 5, in Wasaga Beach, was closed following a September 9 complaint to the health unit. The complaint said the restaurant was not maintaining the premises with clean ceilings and or in good repair, as well as not maintaining clean floors and or in good repair. The Ministry of Labor was advised and education was provided, according to the health unit. A follow-up inspection September 10 found 1 critical and 1 non-critical infraction. The inspector determined the restaurant was failing to maintain the premises free from conditions that may be a health hazard, adversely affecting the sanitary operation of the premise, or adversely affecting the wholesomeness of the food. The inspection also found the restaurant was not maintained with clean ceilings and or in good repair. Not maintained with clean floors and or in good repair. Not maintained with clean walls and or in good repair. And not maintained with tight, smooth or non-absorbent floor surface. A health hazard order was served and the restaurant was closed. A second follow-up inspection SEPT. 23 found that not all of the issues had been addressed, according to the online report, noting the food premises was still not being maintained with clean ceilings and or in good repair, with clean floors and or in good repair, with clean walls and or in good repair or maintained with tight, smooth or non-absorbent floor surface. Education was provided and the report was reviewed. The Wasaga Beach Subway reopened on September 25. A follow-up inspection by the health unit on October 3 showed no health code violations. Baysville Bites in Muskoka was ordered to close when a routine inspection on October 1 found the Cottage Country restaurant had failed to ensure the premises was being operated and maintained free from conditions that may be an immediate health hazard. The online report lists several non-compliance issues, including failure to maintain premise free from conditions that may be a health hazard, adversely affect the sanitary operation of the premise, or adversely affect the wholesomeness of the food. The food premises not maintained with clean floors and or in good repair. Failure to maintain single service containers and articles free from contamination. The handwashing station being used other than for handwashing of employees. Failure to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary manner. Failure to maintain records of pest control measures taken. Failure to protect against entry, harboring, and breeding of pests. And failure to ensure the presence of a food handler or supervisor during all hours of operation. A health hazard order was served. Education was provided and training was recommended, according to the health unit. Muskoka Riverside Restaurant in Bracebridge was found to have 6 critical and 4 non-critical infractions following a complaint to the local health unit at the end of August. During an August 22 inspection, health officials determined the restaurant was failing to maintain and arrange equipment in clean and sanitary condition, as well as failing to maintain the food premises with clean floor and/or in good repair, causing the inspector to issue an order to close the restaurant. A follow-up inspection was conducted September 25, at which time education was provided and the report was reviewed, including what action was required to be taken. The health hazard order was rescinded and the restaurant has since reopened. For more information on local health inspections, click here.